say, sure, we talked to Wilson, he knows that we're just talking to him, and he said, not coming out sometime.
No.
I'm saying that Rod, and say that this was a Rod's recommendation, that I think this leak is, that it's better from their standpoint, better from ours, better to read.
Right.
It gives them the feeling that not, that we're not up there, frankly, holding a shield over it. They got a whole lot of stuff.
The more shield, although we're walking with the county, is that shield?
That's good. But you see, Lynn, you've asked, that's a very good way to ask it. That's exactly what I meant. Conversation between each other.
Right. And then I have to say, they own the ICI emeralds. Now, the only other structures that are falling is the,
On national security, you can read that part of that, John.
Witnesses are restricted from testifying in matters related to national security, not by executive privilege, but by laws prohibiting the disclosure of classified information. For example, somebody is in a bribe in a certain week. The applicability of such laws should therefore be determined by each witness and its own counsel. And in that case, if they worry about something, they can get a break against the justice of all checks. And they do not violate any of the secret documents law, whatever.
There is no presidential privilege, just on the basis of this is national security. The president is safe, but that's national security, and I need to discuss it. They've got basic money.
But they'll be violating the law.
What?
They'll be violating the law. They can say that this is a national security matter, and this is my husband, and he's on the voice, so he'll close me out. They know that it was a problem. I don't know how it would work. Now, I think that there are so many people involved and so many different laws and committees that we really can't set up these questions. You know, it's a basic principle to try to balance things. And the result is the same whether they
have
one.
Now, do you get this? Are you going to hand this document to Wilson?
I'll read it on the phone. I'll read it on the phone.
Yeah, read it to him and tell him that the President and Secretary of State will be well with this. They're going to be a lot of things about it. We think it's best not to have a formal thing. We should get you involved in our things.
Right. You feel it.
And I want more flexibility.
Right.
So the President and our rockers would think we both should be more flexibility on this thing. And use that term over here. Now, here it is. So they should wait a piece of paper, for example, before the grand jury, when the president says, I can't talk about that. See what I mean?
That's
and people understand that Tom, the president, for example, wrote in the phrase about conversation or meeting, etc.
Right.
That protects Bob, particularly. Bob is the one that has the real problem there.
Now, the reason why I think it's better than that the privilege of claiming the based upon the classification laws is that it gets away from things we're dealing with. Why don't you ever see me later to the door?
I know.
What does that say?
Right.
Now, right. Very briefly, I'm just remembering the file.
Right.
You authorized me to withdraw a memorandum on purpose of
public communication.
I just did it just to start it out. More Sands name, and Bill said it's a good idea, but Tampa vote team has more Sands than you now.
Yeah, that's right. Look, thank you. So I'm on board.
Right. And that's it.
Great. If you could do that, that would be
one that you visited, John, and you planned the financial health,
pretty well, I'm afraid.
Just flashing out.
Sometimes I'm going.